Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this evening is from Isaiah chapter 9. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Merry Christmas. Earlier this evening, the children at the children's program presented the Christmas story up here. And as we do each year, the light of the Star of Bethlehem announces the birth of Jesus Christ, the light of the world. It was really a joy to, it was Juliana, my youngest, it was her last children's program. She is going to start high school next year. And she was the narrator, and she was sitting up next to me. And as the star, if you've ever seen our children's program, there is a costume where this, a small person is the star, comes walking up the aisle and then is standing here above where the manger is. And Juliana, the first year we were here, was the star. It was 7 years ago. And so it's amazing when you see, that story told over and over again. It's like, why do we do this over and over again each year? Because it's so important. The Son of God enters the world as a child. There is nothing else more, there's more of a reason to celebrate than this event. And the children this evening, the opening words were from the prophet Isaiah, the same words that I read earlier. God had spoken through him and promised to give his people a sign that he was coming in the days of Isaiah. And the sign that he gave him was that the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son. They will call his name Emmanuel. And when this happens, you know that God is with us, as that is what the name Emmanuel means. Tonight we hear the prophet Isaiah once again, as he says, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. We have seen a great light, Jesus Christ. He is the light of the world. Tonight, as we do each year, just like we have the children's program each year, and it varies, but we tell the same story in a little different way, a little bit different music. But there's only one story to tell on Christmas Eve and on Christmas Day. There's only one reason we gather together this evening and share the light, to be involved in this long-standing Christian tradition. And we do this service on Christmas Eve night every year and share the light, because light has such an important relationship to God and his people, and how God has interacted with his people from the beginning. When God created the world, the first thing he created was light. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. In the New Testament, the presence of Christ and the love of God is often referred to as light in a dark world. Jesus even says in John 8, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So what does this mean for you and me? Well, first of all, it means that the Son of God has come, just as he promised. Just as he promised to Adam in the garden after the fall. the Son would be born of a woman and would crush the head of Satan. Free us from the guilt of our sin. The one who spoke creation into existence, who said, "Let there be light," has now come to be the light. But our relationship with light, doesn't end there. Jesus says, "You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." St. Paul says, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. You are a creation of God to whom God has said, "Let there be light." When you were called to faith in baptism, God said to you, "Let there be light." I'm so overjoyed. Just this week, it became arranged that some members of the church who are living away from here because they're in the military have had a child, and we're going to have a baptism tomorrow morning. What a joy it is that we get to share Christ with this child who does not know the light of Christ. Because the difference between having the light of Christ, being filled with that light, and being not filled with that light is the difference between light and darkness. I mean, light has very unique qualities. I'm not going to go into all of the scientific parts of it, even though that's really fun. And there are a lot of there's a lot of neat stuff about light that we could spend hours discussing. But when we look at light and what it does, except for maybe the light of the sun, you don't really notice how much energy it has, because we don't generally feel it, especially now in the days of LED lighting. I can remember as a kid using a light bulb as a source of heat to incubate baby chicks. It was in our fifth grade classroom, waiting for them to hatch. And they had a light bulb in there because that's what kept them warm. If any of you get an easy bake oven for Christmas, anymore, they have a regular heating element in it. Back when, in my day, not that I ever got an easy bake oven for Christmas. But I know someone who did. And it was a regular incandescent light bulb. You can bake cookies with light. Light can fill a room. Or light can shine down and illuminate just one place. When those who are walking in darkness see a great light, what happens to the darkness around them? It disappears. Where there is light, there cannot be darkness. When you are the light, the darkness around you ceases to exist. Yet, we know all too well that even though, as a child of God, we stand in the light, it can be very clear that darkness is all around us. Therefore, we pray that God would give us the strength to let that light shine, that others may see what we have and know the joy that we have, and praise our Father in heaven. On that glorious night in Bethlehem, Jesus Christ, the light of the world, entered into the darkness. This world is filled with darkness. And his birth was announced with a visible yet insufficient light of the Bethlehem star. But since that day, in this sinful world, the people who are walking in darkness, they have seen a great light. And whenever I read this passage, I think about when I was a student out in Seward, Nebraska. You get out into rural Nebraska, you can get into deep darkness, because there's a long way between lights. And what a joy it is to have light. One of our favorite things we do, if it was a full moon, is to go out hiking in the snow, because there was light everywhere, in places that normally at night you would not want to go because of the deep darkness. Yet, that in and of itself was an insufficient light. It isn't the fullness of what we would desire in the daytime. There is nothing insufficient about the light that Christ has brought into this world. We are simply reminded far too often that those who are without Christ, who do not know or believe or understand the joy that we have, having been forgiven, washed clean, given the place within the kingdom of God to stand before our Lord, and know that when he looks at us, he sees this baptized child clothed in a white robe. For those who do not know that joy, that peace, that hope, who don't realize what it is to live in the light of Christ, who have not experienced that forgiveness, who still have the yoke of their burdens, as Isaiah says, and are still beaten down by the rod of the oppressor that sin is, Christ came to take that away. That's the joy of Christmas, the joy of the coming of Christ our Lord. In a little while, we'll gather in the darkness, the relative darkness of this night, and share the light of Christ, symbolized in the passing of the flame from the Christ candle, each one of your candles, and greet one another with the words, Merry Christmas. Where Christ is present, darkness disappears. When Christ is not present, there's only darkness. We are the children of light. Live as the children of light. God has said to each one of you, let there be light in your heart. Let the light of Christ shine in you and through you for all the world to see. As Jesus says, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds. Praise your Father in heaven. Tonight we greet one another with the light of the Christ candle, just as Christians have done for generations. And like the Star of Bethlehem, it's a visible yet insufficient light. We are filled with a great light. May the light of Christ shine in you. And may all who see that light praise your Father in heaven. And have a Merry Christmas. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.